Today is Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another long meeting at work. Well, another late meeting at work. I'm recording this at 6:25 p.m. in the evening, and I just got off a work call. Just now. So we'll talk about what I had for dinner last night because nothing is going on. Nothing is going on here. Mark and I will have our second shot on April 15th. And 2 weeks after that, which will be basically May 1st, we'll say, we will be eligible to do whatever the hell we want to do. Not really. But we'll be able to be a little bit more. Maybe we could do a little bit of traveling, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I know that a lot of vaccines are going to happen between now and June, we'll say, and July. So we normally take a trip for 4th of July. And so we've been talking about possibly going to the U.S. Virgin Islands in July. Because we didn't go, we went on a ski trip, but he and I have not been on a trip, just the two of us, since before March of last year. And we would still wear a mask. We would, you know, wear a mask on the plane, wear a mask and whatever. I mean, the first thing we're going to do, May 1st, or whatever day is the weekend, probably, we're going to go to a restaurant because we haven't been to, or maybe we'll even make a big deal out of it and we'll drive to another city or something. Go to Oklahoma City or somewhere. Kansas City, whatever. Maybe John Ong will have his vaccine. I don't know. I need to ask him. I don't see him much on Twitter or the social medias, but I know John loves restaurants. So maybe Mark and I could plan to, I'm just making plans for John. Maybe we could plan to get together with John and his husband and eat our first restaurant meal together. I don't know. Anyway, regardless of that, we're going to do that first. But then in July, we're looking at, you know, are we going to travel? And that's the question, right? Everybody has that question because the CDC is still saying, well, even after you're vaccinated, you don't want to do everything that you would have done before. But I feel like if we're vaccinated and we're wearing a mask and we can show on the airlines, we can show at the hotel that we stay in, hey, here's our vaccine card, you know, we're good. I could be wrong, but man, we really want to. I could die at any point. I'm old, I'm fat, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, I need to do something this year. I need to. But nothing's going on right now. We're looking at that. We're also looking at, you know, are we going to actually get an extended patio this summer? It's a pain in the butt to try to find companies to do any work, so I'm procrastinating because we really need to find a place that can actually do the work and have someone come over and tell them kind of the size that we want. But we need to figure out what shape we want. Do we want painted concrete or like that? What's it called? Punched concrete where they put a pattern in the concrete? Do we want pavers? Do we just want regular concrete? Are there going to be flower beds involved? You know, we need to figure all that out. But man, I'm really procrastinating because the last time I tried, I called and emailed and everything, all of these different companies and had no luck whatsoever. So I'm totally not looking forward to that process. I just want to snap my fingers, pay the money, and magically have a new patio. And it's not going to happen. Again, I need a personal assistant. I need a personal assistant who can do all of that, but I don't have one. So we're going to talk about what I ate for dinner last night. It was really good, actually. I love corn. I have decided that my favorite vegetable in the world is corn on the cob. Corn on the cob. Not canned corn, not frozen corn kernels, not corn off the cob, but corn directly on the cob that you eat off of the cob. And it's that time of year when we're starting to get fresh corn in. for like 50 cents an ear or something like that. So I bought some corn. We both like asparagus, except I don't like the way asparagus makes my pee smell. But we both like asparagus, so we also had asparagus. So I made what I do with my asparagus now. I used to do olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and then I would put it under the broiler. The problem is the balsamic vinegar would completely burn to the bottom of the pan. And it tastes really good because the broiler makes the little tips of the asparagus get crunchy. And so it's crunchy. It has a little bit of a charred flavor. It's really good, but the balsamic vinegar would burn, and it's really hard to get out of the pan. And you're like scrubbing for hours trying to get the burned balsamic vinegar out of the pan. So what I do now is I will rub the asparagus with olive oil. Also, I don't know if other people do this. I should run this by everyone. So what I do is I don't snap the asparagus. I actually just take a knife and cut down into the entire bunch of asparagus where I think it's getting woody, you know? And then what I do is I actually take a peeler and I peel off the outer skin of just the bottom inch, just the bottom inch, just to get some of that tough skin off of it. And then I just take a tablespoon of olive oil because, again, Weight Watchers, that's 5 whole points. But that's divided by Mark and I, so that's 2.5 points apiece. So I rub it in a tablespoon of olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder. And then what I do is I roll it around on that pan, on that cookie sheet, whatever it is, and then I put it on 475 on bake. And I bake it for about 10 to 12 minutes, depending on how done it looks. But then what I'll do is I'll turn the broiler on for the last 5 to 10 minutes. So I'll do it, and I don't have exact times. If anyone's trying to follow what I'm doing, I don't have exact times about this. I just kind of eyeball it. I look and say, oh, it looks done enough. Now I'm going to do the next step in the process, or, you know, or whatever. So it's roughly 10 to 12 to, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes on bake to get it, you know, cooked. And then I just want to turn the broiler on high just for 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, depending on how long it takes your broiler to heat up, just to get that crispiness on the tips. And then what I do is I really have this really good balsamic glaze that I bought on Amazon of all places. And it's a really thick, it's a glaze. And so what I'll do is when I'm plating the asparagus, I'll put it on the plate and then I'll drizzle just a little bit of that balsamic glaze over the entire little bundle of asparagus. And you get that lovely tart balsamic taste, but it doesn't burn to the bottom of the pan. So I do that. The corn I do, I shuck the corn, take all the silk off and all that kind of stuff. And I start water boiling with a little bit of salt. I don't know if the salt does anything, but when you're cooking pasta, you're supposed to put salt in the water. So I just started doing that. And then when it comes up to a rolling boil, I put the corn in and I let it come back up to a boil after I put the corn in. And then as soon as it comes back up to a rolling boil, I turn the heat completely off and I put a lid on it. Now, you're supposed to let it sit there for about 11 minutes. I don't know where 11 minutes came from, but I heard it on a cooking show or something like that. So you do 11 minutes, but I will just leave it there until I'm done with the rest of dinner, whatever I'm doing. So at least 10 minutes, but you can go longer than that. And so then I just rub it with a little bit of butter and I put a little salt on it and it's done. That's it. It is so good. Oh my God, this corn was so good. And then for the protein, we had chicken, and I did the chicken. I individually wrapped them and vacuum sealed them, and I put them in the sous vide at 150 degrees. And I do that for about 3 hours. And then I take them out of the sous vide, take them out of their bag, pat them dry, and put them in a really, really screaming hot saute pan just for about 5 minutes, just on one side. I just want to get it really nice and brown on one side. And then I slice them before serving. And they're really good. It was a really good dinner last night. Tonight we're having eggs. because that's easy and I don't feel like cooking. So anyway, that's that. We haven't been doing anything. I have this new, I say that all the time. We haven't been doing anything. We've just been hanging around the house. I did get a new, Daniel has been making me buy things. And the last thing he made me buy is called a Tableau. And it's a DVR for over-the-air TV. So what we want right now, we have YouTube TV, but we have all of these other apps. We pay for Hulu, we pay for Netflix, we pay for Disney Plus. Now we have a free Apple Plus or whatever it's called, but eventually we'll be paying for that. We really want Discovery Plus, but we haven't done it because YouTube costs so much. YouTube TV costs so much. So what we want to do is cancel YouTube Plus, get the Discovery Plus app, and then just use this Tableau to do stuff like James Corden and Good Morning America and some of the things, and maybe sporting events and things that we would normally watch either on YouTube TV or on, we do have an antenna, but we have those little antennas that are right by the television. The Tableau we can put up in the attic and hook it up to the internet and hook it up to a big antenna. And then we can watch those over-the-air channels on any TV in our house using apps. And so I haven't hooked it up yet because I've got to buy a large antenna. And I'm trying to decide. Daniel recommended one, but it looks like it's directional. And it looks like the channels are in all different areas. They're not all in one direction. So I'm not sure if that's the one for me. So I'm still doing some research on that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at bride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.